Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show details the career of Joseph Losey, a director who fled the Huac witch hunt in America to find success in Europe. I hope you enjoy the show. Joseph Walton Losey III was born in Wisconsin in 1909 into a large family clan. He went to Harvard to study medicine, but ended up studying drama. He began directing for the stage in New York in 1933 and visited the Soviet Union in 1935 to attend a class by Sergei Eisenstein. On this trip, he met Bertolt Brecht, and they worked together in 1946 when Brecht was in exile in Los Angeles, together staging a Brecht play about Galileo with Charles Laughton. Losey made an appearance in front of the HUAC, the House Un-American Activities Committee, in 1947 in Washington, and his first feature was released in 1948, The Boy with Green Hair. It was a veiled protest against the gathering storm of McCarthyism, and Losey was blacklisted because of it, together with the screenwriter Ben Barsman. Lee Harline wrote the score, and here's the opening titles music. About this time, Howard Hughes acquired RKO Pictures and set about a purge of leftists, including Losey. Losey broke contract and made The Lawless in 1950, a film noir dealing with the racial tensions on the border with Mexico, which again brought him to the attention of the HUAC. The FBI had built up a large file on Losey throughout the 40s, based on a lot of information concerning his ties to leftist groups, and in their eyes he was too radical for America. Thank you. In 1951, he made M, which was a remake of the Fritz Lang 1931 classic starring Peter Lorre. Also, The Big Night and The Prowler, which was a good late noir starring Van Heflin. Here's the opening titles music by Lynn Murray. He left America in 1952 as he couldn't find any work at all, being blacklisted, and went to Europe to settle in London, England. In 1952, he made the first of five films with Dirk Bogarde, The Sleeping Tiger, and while he was making Stranger on the Prowl with Paul Mooney in Italy, he was summoned to testify by the HUAC but decided not to go. He continued to make thrillers in the UK, and in 1956 came Fingers of Guilt, with music by Trevor Duncan. In 1957 came Time Without Pity with Michael Redgrave and Ann Todd. Music was by Tristram Carey.
Thank you.
He hit his stride with three films starring Stanley Baker, starting with Chance Meeting in 1959, also starring Hardy Krueger. Here's Hardy Krueger singing I'm a Lonely Man.
Come here, guitar. Come off that wall. Now, what's it going to be? A song about me? Why not? I'm a lonely man in a lonely room, mighty low on the seventh floor. Four bare walls, the color of doom, and the ceiling that's peeling all over the floor. But we are having a party. Yes, a party. We are having a party, myself and I wish somebody would knock on my door just once. Anybody. A girl, maybe. Fresh and pretty and unafraid. A fat hope. Been 7 hours since I saw the sky, lying here on a single bed. Nobody cares if I live or die. Only the mice will know I'm dead. But we are having a party. Yes, a party. We are having a party, myself and I. And she'll say, well, I don't care if you haven't got a dime. Look at people with money. Just look. The best things in life, grow up. There's a wind coming up from the riverside, like a song you sing in a minor key. Think I'll take me a river ride and just keep on to the China Sea. We are having a party. Yes, a party. We are having a party, myself and I. Myself and I, we are feeling cold. Put some coffee on the stove. Oh, Lord, it's a long night. I'm a lonely man in a lonely room, down and out in a friendless place, painting pictures in the gloom. Oh, for the sight of a friendly face. To join in a party. Yes, a party. We are having a party, myself and I.
In 1960, The Criminal was the second. This is Cleo Lane singing Thieving Boy by Johnny Dankworth.
Oh, my sadness, oh, my joy, came from loving a thieving boy. Oh, my sadness, oh, my joy, came from loving a thieving boy. Came from loving, came from joying, came from holding, came from toying. Swift his hand and deft my love, could steal the down right off a dove. Oh, my sadness, oh, my joy, came from loving a thieving boy. Oh, my sadness, oh, my joy, came thieving boy. They imprisoned him, 'cause it is true that if you steal, they come for you. But watch you, ladies, how I'll wait right outside the prison gate. All my sadness, all my joy came from loving a thieving boy. All my sadness, all my joy came from loving a thieving boy.
Finally came Eva in 1962 with Baker, Jean Moreau and Vianellese, which was filmed in Italy. It was adapted from a James Hadley Chase novel. Here's Billie Holiday singing Loveless Love. Then in 1963 came a groundbreaking film, The Servant. It was his first collaboration with Harold Pinter and dealt with class and sexuality in England. It was a breakthrough role for James Fox, who starred with Dirk Bogarde, Sarah Miles and Wendy Craig. Somehow Lowe's style and Pinter's screenplay dovetailed perfectly together and created one of the masterpieces of British cinema. It won several BAFTAs, but was just too British for America. This is Cleo Lane singing All Gone.
Now, while I love you alone, now while I love you alone, now while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you alone. Leave it alone, it's all gone. Leave it alone, it's all gone. Don't stay to see me turn from your arms. Leave it alone, it's all gone. Give me my death, close my mouth. Give me my breath, close my mouth. How can I bear the ghost of you here? Can't love without you, must love without you. Now while I love you, now while I love you alone, now while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you alone. Give me my death, close my mouth. Give me my breath, close my mouth. How can I bear the ghost of you here? Can't love without you, must love without you. Now while I love you alone, now while I love, while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you alone. Now while I love you, can't love without you, must love without you.
Now Losey was the darling of British cinema, and he was hired to make a feature of the comic strip spy spoof, Modesty Blaze. It starred Terence Stamp, Dirk Bogarde and Monica Vitti, who was accompanied on the set by Michelangelo Antonioni, who had made her a star. But Losey asked him to stop coming. He was whispering his own direction instructions to Monica Vitti. Here's the Modesty Blaze theme by Johnny Dankworth.
Modesty.
The budget was a whopping $3 million, but it was a box office flop. In 1967, he made the second of his films with Harold Pinter, Accident. It explored the same themes as in The Servant, but this time it was set in the environs of a British university. Again, the reviews were good. Here's Johnny Dankworth again with some of the music. Losey was able to experience extravagance once again with Boom in 1968. He got Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton together in a Tennessee Williams play, The Milk Train Doesn't Stop Here Anymore. Again a huge budget, $10 million this time, and again a disaster at the box office. This is Georgie Fame singing Hideaway.
From the madness of this busy world, I know a place, a secret place, a mountain hideaway to hide away from this world. Into a world of make-believe we'll fly, the two of us, just you and I. That's where we'll hide away, yes, hide away from this. Every day the sun will shine, the mountain air will taste like wine. We'll just sit around and dream as we drink water from our mountain stream. So come with me, my love, I'll take you there, and that is where another dream come true, you'll say to me as I kiss you. No better hide away to hide away from this. Stay, we'll make another dream come true. You'll say to me as I kiss you, no better hide away to hide away from this world. Let's hide away, let's hide away. We'll hide away, let's hide away.
He made an interesting psychological thriller called Secret Ceremony with Liz Taylor, Robert Mitchum and Mia Farrow. There was no denying that people flocked to work with Losey around this time. It was filmed in the eclectic Debenham House in Holland Park, and the same year Mia Farrow appeared in Polanski's Rosemary's Baby. In 1971, his third work with Pinter was released, The Go-Between, starring Alan Bates and Julie Christie, as clandestine lovers separated by class in late 19th century England. Michel Legrand wrote some fine music, and here's the main theme, Le Messager. In 1972, he made The Assassination of Trotsky with Richard Burton, Alain Delon and Romy Schneider, and followed it with more introspective choices, Ibsen's A Doll's House and Brecht's Galileo. In 1975 came The Romantic English Woman, written by Tom Stoppard, starring Michael Caine and Glenda Jackson. And in 1976, he made Mr. Klein with Alain Delon and Jean Moreau, which was unsatisfyingly random and is more like a Peter Greenaway film than one by Losey. It concerns a day in Paris during Nazi occupation when Jews are rounded up for transportation to the camps. No doubt his sympathies were stirred by the treatment which led to his own relocation. He continued to make films up until his death in 1984, which followed a brief illness. He was philosophical about being blacklisted and forced to leave his native America, saying, "Without it, I would have 3 Cadillacs, 2 swimming pools and millions of dollars, and I'd be dead. It was terrifying, it was disgusting, but you can get trapped by money and complacency. A good shaking up never did anyone any harm." He was equally nonplussed about the success of his work. "I am frequently told that my films don't make any money. Since I have averaged 1 film a year for 30 years, some of them expensive ones, I can only conclude that somebody is making money." He'll be remembered for his fruitful work with Harold Pinter's scripts and a selection of good thrillers he made after he'd settled in the UK in the 1950s. It's easy to forget the atmosphere that prevailed in the US film industry in the late 40s and 50s, when some truly talented filmmakers were hounded and forced out of the business due to suspicions generated by their beliefs. Joseph Losey was one of those who refused to give up and had to move location to continue working. I'll leave you with some of the music from Mr. Klein, Générique, written by Egisto Macchi and Pierre Porte.